From the book of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2, we see the affliction of Job, where Job is called a righteous man that avoids evil. And the enemy is given permission to afflict Job. Job loses his health as sore boils, painful oozing with pus, covered him from head to toe. Job loses his children in calamity. Job loses his wealth. Job loses his faith of his so-called friends as they condemn him throughout the book of Job, blaming him for hidden sin as the reason that he's suffering. For in their mind, God does not allow the righteous to suffer. Job loses the faith of his wife as she turns against him and tells him to just curse God and die. Job loses everything and suffers for 40 some odd chapters. Yet Job is given as a testimony of his faith and patience in this book, and in the book of James, and in the book of Ezekiel. Job, throughout the history of mankind, is known as a man of God, a man of suffering, a man of patience, a man of righteousness. And through it all, he did not curse God in his lips, nor forsake his faith. And we today, as individuals, should use this test of Job to examine our walk with the Lord. If we were to lose our health, would we still trust the Lord? If we were to lose our wealth, would we still trust the Lord? If we were to lose our family, would we still trust the Lord? If our spouse turned against us, would we still trust the Lord? If our friends turned against us, would we still trust the Lord? If we lost everything in this world, would we hold on to our integrity like Job and continue to trust the Lord? This is the test of Job that we should apply to our life. For individuals today are easily offended, easily discouraged. Scripture states in the book of Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. The Christian faith has a history of standing for the Lord, suffering persecution, suffering betrayal, suffering false accusation, daily doing the right thing, and still suffering for the Lord. We, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, should know that God is faithful to 1,000 generations. And we should stand on the test of Job, knowing the words of the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse number 12 and 13. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere, in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.